every Griggs County commissioner was recalled. Everyone. And one of the newly elected Griggs County commissioners, John Wakefield, joins us now. John, welcome to News and Views. Good to have you on.
Good morning, Joel. Thank you.
What happened here, John? You know, obviously it doesn't take a brain surgeon to see that a lot of people in Griggs County were mad.
Yeah, mad is probably a little too strong a word. I think they were a little bit concerned that their system of government was falling away from them. And let me be clear, this was a vote on principle. This there were candidates involved here, but this was a vote on principle. And when the current county commissioners violated the voters' right to be heard, it stirred something within the people, and they decided enough was enough. And thankfully, our form of government has systems in place to deal with this, and it worked wonderfully. There was a huge turnout. The voters got to express their opinions, and this time their views will be upheld.
I didn't see some of the vote totals, John. Was this close at all, or how did the votes break down?
No, I've just seen the these are preliminary, but no, it was in just the opposite of that. I think the closest two races were at 59%, and on up to one of the races was 71%.
Okay.
So it wasn't close at all.
So each one of these, in Griggs County, do you elect your county commissioners by district? Do you know the region they come from? Was each one of these races an individual race?
Yes, it was. There's five districts in Griggs County, and that's how they're voted, is by district. And the turnout in this election was very close to the turnout that we had in the last national election. And this was the only issue on the ballot.
Well, and I remember when you guys were there, you were upset because they were cutting down some of your polling places. They were making everyone go, to one central spot, to Cooperstown, to go vote on this, right?
That's correct. They had one central polling location, and then the other choice was mail-in ballots. So the three population centers, or the three cities in Griggs County, are Cooperstown, Binford, and Hannaford. Hannaford's 15 miles away from Cooperstown, and Binford is 19 miles. So those people had no other choice but to drive to the polling place. They took the polling places away from them in those two cities. So I was really pleased with how the citizens handled this. Everything was orderly. It was all done, but they did speak, and now hopefully things can get back to somewhat normal here in Griggs County, and the people can be in charge of their own government.
Well, and John, even your dog's happy you won election. So let's get to this. It's time to govern. Now it's time to be a county commissioner. This doesn't reverse the courthouse, as I remember you telling me. The courthouse still moves forward, right?
Well, that will be totally up to the building authority. In order to get around the vote of the people, they formed a private corporation, and they're the ones that are building and will own the building for the next 20 years. And then the citizens of Griggs County have been obligated to lease that building. So as far as that courthouse project moving forward, that is really out of the hands of the county commissioners now. The building authority will be in charge, and how they choose to move forward is anybody's guess.
But John, people are going to look to you for leadership now. You're county commissioner. Do you support the courthouse going forward?
Well, Joel, we had this discussion before, and I think it gets back to the whole idea of what you believe government should be. And I believe that a county commissioner or any elected official is only in the position to voice the will. some other venues. But whatever the people decide is how this issue will be settled.
I'm hearing you say, John, is the new courthouse is still in play. That there still may be the issue of whether or not Griggs County has a new courthouse, whether or not that $1 million grant is utilized.
No, I didn't say that. I what I'm saying is that this issue has been thrown back now for the citizens of Griggs County to decide which way this is supposed to go. Now, unfortunately, this isn't as simple as when it started. When the first three votes took place, there hadn't been any money expended. So it was very simple. Do we spend money or not? Now, the issue will become much more complicated because there has been money expended that cannot be recovered. So, very complicated issue, and I wouldn't even venture a guess as to how this is going to play out. That is one of the very complicated things that we're going to have to deal with here over a long period of time.
Well, another question for you, John. A lot of employees of Griggs County supported the current or the outgoing county commission. Sheriff Bob Hook was in my studio. Your state's attorney was in my studio. You now are a county commissioner. You're about to take office as a county commissioner. Do these people have jobs?
Well, of course they have jobs, and this is there's no vengeance involved with any of this. This is, first of all, they're elected officials, so they are responsible to the citizens of Griggs County. If the citizens of Griggs County feel that their stance on this was contrary to the best to their wishes, then that will be decided at the next election. No, there's no vengeance involved in this. There's going to be no "I told you so's." All of this took place for one specific purpose, as far as I'm concerned, and that was because they violated the very basic principle that the citizens have the right to self-governance. And when that's taken away, our whole form of government collapses. And so that, to me, that's all this was about. So the victors in this are the people of Griggs County and the system itself.
Well, John, I got to give you credit. You told me this was going to happen. I told Amy yesterday before the vote, I said, you know, it won't surprise me if some of these commissioners find themselves out of a job, but I said they'll never recall all of them. And Amy said, you watch. You know, she listened to the debate on air that day, and she said, my guess is they're all going to find themselves recalled. And this morning, I got the big "I told you so" from her. I will tell you that. So, John, congratulations to you as a new Griggs County Commissioner. Your biggest problem, quite frankly, is Amy and I have your cell phone now, and we can get a hold of you when issues come up, and so we look forward to getting you on News and Views in the future.
Yeah, well, thank you, and call me anytime, but keep in mind that my views are strictly going to be that of the people I represent. My view of government does not envision me making decisions for them. It's just the opposite of that.
Okay. Thank you, John. Appreciate it.